I'm Nicola, this is Joel, and welcome to Top Tips 2 presentation. So, our client, Tim Group, is a financial firm that works by gathering trade ideas from investment banks and anyone they can get ideas from, basically, and then selling these ideas to hedge funds and other investment managers. Now, they make commission in between. The more ideas they sell, the better they are, the more profit they make. So what they claim is that if you blindly follow their advice, you've had your portfolio and you just follow their advice blindly, you would outperform the daily index of the London Stock Exchange. Now, this sounds quite lucrative, so how do we do it? Well, first I need to tell you what a trade idea is. Basically, this is just a recommendation of given a stock and its current performance and the current market conditions, whether you should buy or sell it. That simple. So, we use machine learning, specifically classifier algorithms, to achieve this. So classifier algorithms take our historical data. Yeah, our historical data was two-year-old trade ideas from the Asian markets. And basically, we had a number of fields there, including how long they were open and how well they performed. So classifiers would take this data and use it to create a decision tree that could then be used when you give me a new idea. I could tell you how good I expect that idea to be. And to measure the performance of this idea, we use the relative performance matrix, which is telling you how well the given idea is doing compared to the market conditions and its sub-industry. So what we managed to accomplish is a functional system that can quantify how good a trade idea is. We use this historical data to test it by giving a part of the data in for training and the rest of it for measuring its performance. And we managed to confirm different patterns. The simplest one is the link between the market capitalization, which is the total value of a company, and its stock price volatility. Now on to Joel, who will tell you more about the implementation and results.
Thank you. So this is our use case diagram for our project. Our final project differed slightly from this. So as you can see, we have the trader and quantitative analyst roles here. We only ended up having the quantitative analyst roles in our final project. We designed our own analysis system, which allowed us to analyze data and classify it and generate a decision tree, telling us the relative performance based on the different metrics of the stock. We used MySQL for our database system and used the operating system's file system. For this section, we generated something called blueprints, which we'll go into on the next slide, which contained information about both the data subset and the algorithm and allowed us to run different tests. This is the class diagram for our project. I'm not sure if you're able to see it clearly, but the main part of that project was this predictive blueprint class I mentioned earlier. This allowed us to input the information required to run a test, including the database and table used, the algorithm we used to classify the data, how we filter the data, and the subset of the data we wanted to use. So I should probably go into more depth about filters. Filter quantizer put the data into discrete categories. This allowed us to separate a company from its factors, because what we were finding initially was that we were identifying a company by its market capitalization or beta when we were trying to just classify it by those attributes, which stopped us getting the kind of patterns we wanted. The filter limit allowed us to exclude rows below or above a certain category. This is a visualization of the results of our algorithm. This allows us to see that stocks which took over a month to execute and had a very high market cap performed incredibly well, or reasonably well in this case. We've got another visualization so you can get a better idea. This allows us to see that stocks that were again open for longer than a month and had a moderate market cap, again, performed moderately well, and those open for less than a month performed very well. So, what were our results of that project? We confirmed the pattern between market cap and volatility. The main one being, so this showed that large companies had middling performance and that smaller companies had either very good or very bad performance. We found ideas open longer were better analysed, maybe because that linked more to the fundamental data that we had, as opposed, and the fundamentals of the company, as opposed to market fluctuations. and we provided specific insights into certain investment types using rules and associators, which unfortunately we haven't had the time to explain fully in our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.